a video that is like secret in there?
I don't understand. Say it again.
In this interview room, say like with this Scott Davis homicide case, did they have any video?
No, we didn't have video of it.
Oh, you didn't? Mm-hmm. So you just have...
The group was, as a matter of fact, my status has the video and stuff.
Uh-huh.
My personal video camera, but they kind of eventually went on with stuff. They got it themselves and started doing it.
So
we did not have video during that time.
So in 1996 with the Scott Davis case, you just had two tapes, one micro cassette recorder and then one of the larger style cassette tapes, right?
That is correct.
Okay. So if the secretary was given the micro cassette tape and the larger cassette tape to transcribe, she would type up from both of those tapes?
Yes.
And then there would be a transcript for both of them, or a typing of them. And then what does she do with those tapes? And after she types up everything, what does she do with it? Or he or she, whoever it is.
After that, we put a case file together.
Oh, it begins a case file then.
Yes.
So are the tapes put into something that they're secure, like a envelope or a box or a...
You usually put them in an envelope.
And then...
You put them in an envelope or use a staple to your case file and just keep up with them.
Okay. And then once that, both those cassettes are given to the secretary and she types everything up, then where does the next step that those go with the case file? Do they go to the DA?
Yes, once the case is going to be the DA file.
And so they listen to the recordings, or do they just read what she typed up?
No, they listen to the recordings.
And then they use that as part of the evidence in the trial.
Yeah, they use the tape and the transcript.
So they would have used both tapes in this Scott Winfield Davis case. They would have used